review the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the true circumcision. His disciples said to him, "Is circumcision useful or not?" He said to them, "If it were useful, their father would produce children already circumcised from their mother. Rather, the true circumcision in spirit has become profitable in every respect." Gospel of Thomas, verse 53. Circumcision at Gilgal. According to the book of Joshua, Joshua, who had blocked the Jordan River at its upstream and had sent all the people of Israel to the west bank, including about 40,000 warriors of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, who had settled on the east bank, ordered everyone to circumcise in Gilgal. Joshua chapter 3-5. This means that these Israelites converted to Judaism at this point. In fact, all the Jews fled from Egypt with Moses had died while wandering through the Sinai wilderness for 40 years. At that time, Jehovah said unto Joshua, "Make 3 knives of flint, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time." And Joshua made him knives of flint, and circumcise the children of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came forth out of Egypt, that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way, after they came forth out of Egypt. For all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, they hadn't circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the nation, even the men of war that came forth out of Egypt, were consumed, because they hearkened not unto the voice of Jehovah. Unto whom Jehovah sware that he wouldn't let them see the land, which Jehovah sware unto their father that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Joshua chapter 5, verse 2-6. Soldiers were newly recruited on the east bank. However, when Moses conducted the second census of the Israelites, who were over the age of 20 and able to go forth to war, in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at the opposite bank of Jericho, the number of each tribe as follows: Reuben, 43,730; Simeon, 22,200; Gad, 40,500; Judah, 76,500; Issachar, 64,300; Zebulun, 60,500; Manasseh, 52,700; Ephraim, 32,500. Benjamin, 45,600. Scam, 64,400. Asher, 53,400. And Naphtali, 45,400. In total, there were 601,730 people. Numbers, chapter 26, verse 1 to 51. In short, all of invaded the West Bank troops mentioned above were newly recruited on the East Bank, even though many of them were originally nomads belonging to the Abraham's lineage. They had already settled on the East Bank for a long time, so they seem to have worshipped the indigenous gods and forgotten their nomadic lifestyle and Judaism. Therefore, it may have been necessary to circumcise again. Archaeological record of Exodus. According to Mr. Shlomo Sand, professor of history at Tel Aviv University, the still powerful pharaohs, 19th dynasty, BC 1293 to BC 1185, 20th dynasty, BC 1185 to BC 1070, ruled the promised land Canaan in the 13th century BCE, when the people of Israel escaped from Egypt and Joshua, the successor of Moses, conquered Canaan. The ancient Egyptians kept meticulous records of every event, including in Canaan. Yet, there is not a single mention of any children of Israel who lived in Egypt, or rebelled against it, or emigrated from it at any time. Perhaps, though, Moses led a few tribes, which mainly consisted of the Levites and Joseph tribes, and were small enough for Egyptian officials to ignore them, and emigrated to the Sinai Peninsula, as described in the book Joshua, chapter 5, verse 2 to 6. Those escapees seem to have been extinguished almost all, including Moses. However, the legend of Moses' exodus was handed down among nomads on the eastern bank of the Jordan River. For this reason, Joshua, the leader of the Ephraim tribe, is believed to have organized the nomads on the east bank into a large force that could oppose the city-state of the farmers on the west bank. Based on the religious authority of Moses' successors. Moreover, Moses was 120 years old when he died within sight of the promised land. However, Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, of the tribe of Ephraim, Joshua. Numbers, chapter 13, verse 16, and nominated Joshua as his successor before his death. Dematology, chapter 31, verse 3. This name change seems to imply that Joshua converted to Judaism at that point. After conquering the West Bank, Joshua assembled the tribes at Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal. At that time, the tribes of Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, maybe including Manasseh and Ephraim, and Benjamin, gathered at Mount Gerizim, and the tribes of Reuben, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher gathered at Mount Ebal. And the blessing for people obeyed God, and the curse for people not obeyed God were recited. Dematology, chapter 27, verse 11 to 13. Joshua, chapter 8, verse 13 to 35. Thus, Joshua and his tribe Ephraim established the control over the tribes of Israel. But, in contrast, Moses' tribe Levi was banished to the corner and completely locked out from the allocation of the occupied territories on the West Bank. After the complaint, the rangelands were allocated to them, but they were excluded from the 12 tribes. Differences between description of Joshua and Numbers. Another noteworthy point is the differences between the description in chapter 26 of Numbers and chapter 3 of Joshua regarding the number of soldiers who participated in the conquest of the West Bank. The book of Numbers states that the total number of troops in each tribe is 601,730, while the book of Joshua only states that about 40,000 warriors from the Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh crossed the Jordan River at the forefront of other tribes of Israel, and the breakdown of each tribe is not given. The description of Joshua looks to suggest that only about 40,000 warriors of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh may have actually conquered the West Bank. When the Normans on the eastern bank of the Jordan conquered the West Bank, the indigenous people, farmers, are supposed to have become the devoted offering, targets of extermination. However, in fact, the most farmers continue to survive, and the symbiotic relationship between Normans and farmers seems to have been maintained despite the reversal of the master-slave relationship. Therefore, it may have been intended to put the brunt of the farmers' grudges on the Levites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, who had been pulled up to the East Bank immediately after the conquest of the West Bank. This is because the description of myths and history books related to an incident were not written at the time of the incident, but decades or even hundreds of years later, taking into account the political and social environment at the time of writing. Advaita, non-duality. The description in the chapter 5, verse 2 to 6 of the book Joshua implies that the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh, who have the Y chromosome gene D, which is characteristic of Paleo-Mongoloids such as Tibetans and indigenous people of the Japanese archipelago, reorganized the 12 tribes of Israel and contributed to the birth of the ancient kingdom of Israel. According to Professor Takeshi Nakajima of Tokyo Institute of Technology, Tenshin Okakura says in The Ideals of the East, written by him during his stay in India, China, the country of Confucius, and India, the country of Vedanta, Hinduism, seem to be completely different at the first glance. But despite this, based on Advaita, non-duality, which forms the central concept of Vedanta, Asia is one and Advaita is love. In the tide of syncretism, cultural fusion of East and West, arising after Alexander the Great's Eastern expedition, Advaita seems to have been incorporated into Mahayana Buddhism and translated into Chinese as Puer Yin, not two but one origin, by Chinese Buddhist monks, so-called the philosophers of Huayan. Here, too, it can be seen that the Ephraim and Manasseh tribes contributed behind it, just like the doctrine of 3-1 mysterious substance, San Yi Miao Shen, in Da Jin Jin Chao, popular Chinese monument, Nestorian steel. Origin of Jesus. According to the original Jesus, Buddhist sources of Christianity, written by Elmer R. Gruber and Holger Preston, the name Jesus is nothing other than the Greek translation of Joshua and means Jah is redemption. On the other hand, according to Professor James D. Tabor, the author of the Jesus Dynasty and chair of the Department of Religious Studies at the University of North Carolina, Mary, mother of Jesus, named her three sons, James, Judas, and Simon. These names came from the Maccabean family that had successfully thrown out the Greeks, purified and rededicated the temple in the 2nd century BC. Eusebius of Caesarea, 265-339, and Epiphanius of Salamis, 315-403, first named James, then Simon, and Judas, as leaders of the Jerusalem church after Jesus' death, and said that Jesus had commanded the Jerusalem church as a legitimate David lineage until 135 AD, when the reign of Emperor Hadrian had ended. Why did Joseph choose the name after the leader of the Ephraim tribe, rather than the tribe of Judah to which he belonged, or the tribe of Levi to which Mary belonged? Is it something to do with Jesus' real father? According to Professor Tabor, in an anti-Christian work titled On the True Doctrine, written by a Greek philosopher named Celsus around 178 AD. Mary became pregnant for a Roman soldier named Pantera and was expelled from her husband as an adulterer. On the other hand, Elizabeth Hyrcanus, a rabbi around the 1st century CE, stated that Jacob of Shkunin, the grandson of Judas, the youngest brother of Jesus, had healed victims of venomous snake bites through saying, "In the name of Jesus, son of Panteri." In this regard, the 4th century Orthodox Christian Epiphanius was trying to explain that the Pantera of Jesus, son of Pantera, was used as part of the family name because Jesus' grandfather, Joseph's father, was known as Jacob Pantera. Pantera is one of the Greek names in the Latin literature. German historian Adolf Deismann listed literatures around the 1st century in which the name Pantera or Panther had been mentioned in an essay titled Their Name Pantera, written in 1906, and added that the name had been especially favored by Roman soldiers. Deismann also introduced the tombstone of Tiberius Julius Abdes Pantera, founded in 1859 at the Roman cemetery in Bad Kreuznach along the Nahe River near Frankfurt, Germany. Pantera was the Emperor Tiberius' birthday. According to Professor Tiber, Pantera, who belonged to Roman army, the first court of archers, obtained Roman citizenship by serving in the Roman army, might have a Jewish background based on his name, Abdes, which means servant of God. According to the inscription on the tombstone in the Roma Hare Museum, Pantera, who came to Germany from Palestine and died in the middle of the 1st century, served for 40 years until his death at the age of 62, beyond the usual 25-year military service period. Pantera is originally his surname, and Tiberius Julius is a family name as a Roman citizen. In short, he served for 40 years as the Emperor Tiberius' vassal, and at some point, he was granted Roman citizenship for his service. Pantera was born in Sidon, a Phoenician colonial city near Galilee. So, he may have known Mary and have made friends with Joseph, who too held Roman citizenship. And from such circumstances, Joseph may have taken on Jesus' adoptive father on behalf of Pantera, who was busy with military service. Joseph traveled from Nazareth in southern Galilee to his hometown Bethlehem Ephratah in southern Jerusalem with his betrothed Mary in her 9th month for the mandatory census for Roman citizens. Luke chapter 2. verse 1 to 5. He registered Jesus born there as a Roman citizen, in other words, his own child. Such identity of Jesus may have been passed on to the governor of Judea and his boss, the Syrian governor, and even the Roman emperor through Pantera. Jesus' Ephraim trip. According to Professor Tabor, Jesus went to Tyre and Sidon, Phoenician colonial cities, far north for some reason, during his lifetime. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. And Mr. Tabor points out that Jesus may have met Pantera at that time, because Roman army, the first coat of archers to which Tiberius Julius Abdes Pantera belonged, then stationed in Sidon. Jesus, who had appeared at the funeral banyan of Lazarus, resurrected Lazarus from the grave in front of a large number of mourners. This miracle was reported throughout of Israel by the mourners. The high priest Caiaphas immediately called a meeting of the Sanhedrin and proposed to crucify Jesus as a surveyor of the Jewish nation. Jesus withdrew temporarily to a village called Ephraim, where he stayed with his disciples. John chapter 11, verse 49 to 54. Ephraim is a hilly territory north of Jerusalem, and it is regarded as the most fertile land of Palestine. There is a tomb of Joshua in Ephraim. Jesus may have gone to report in front of Joshua's grave before being sentenced to the crucifixion. If so, it is possible that Pantera was an Ephraim. Jesus, who taught in the temple every day until his crucifixion after he had marched into Jerusalem as the king of Israel, riding a donkey colt and leading the masses, quoted the Psalm, chapter 110, verse 1, and clearly denied that he was a descendant of David, saying, "If David called Christ Lord, how can Christ be his son?" Matthew chapter 22, verse 43 to 45. Mark chapter 11, verse 35 to 37. Luke chapter 20, verse 41 to 44. However, quoting the scripture, "He who shared my bread has lifted up his heel against me." Psalm chapter 41, verse 9. Jesus implied that he would be betrayed by Judas, one of the 12 apostles. John chapter 13, verse 18. This implication is meaningless unless there is an assumption that the surveyor would be a descendant of David. The true circumcision. His disciples said to him, "Is circumcision useful or not?" He said to them, "If it were useful, their father would produce children already circumcised from their mother. Rather, the true circumcision in spirit has become profitable in every respect. Thomas, verse 53. According to Mr. Sasan Arai, author of the Japanese version of the Gospel of Thomas, in verse 53 of the Gospel of Thomas, Judaism and Jewish Christianity's circumcision in flesh is criticized, and true circumcision in spirit is affirmed. Such spiritualization of circumcision itself has been widely recognized in Hellenistic Christianity and Orthodox Christianity since Paul. Description after Romans chapter 2 verse 25. Especially circumcision of the heart by the spirit. At chapter 2, verse 29. However, for Thomas, true circumcision is nothing other than gaining gnosis, enlightenment. Joshua decircumcised all the tribes past the Jordan River from the eastern bank to the western bank at Gilgal, in order to solidify their unity as Israelites. Because they forgotten the lifestyle and Judaism of the Normans after Moses and his followers had all died out. Likewise, Jesus seemed to have tried to give the true circumcision in the spirit to all the people in this world, through the baptism with the Holy Spirit. To be continued.